Welcome in, Longhorns fans, to another season of live George Ranch High School Baseball on GRHS iRadio. Coach Greg Kubza has put together another highly competitive team that has one mission in mind. That's making the 172-mile trip to Dell Diamond in Round Rock and bringing the first 6A State Baseball Championship back to the ranch. George Ranch High School Baseball is brought to you live by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Camp Logan Cement Works, the Fort Bend Herald, Stuart Rimes DDS, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the diamond and join Chris Elliott, former Longhorns pitcher Christian Moore, and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team.
Jaden Adams.
And Mickey, thank you.
That includes
Chris Elliott alongside Seymour, Christian
Erigus.
Moore. And we are about set for baseball here.
Number 16.
As district play rolls on, 23-6A action right here on GRHS iRadio. As Kerry Cox and the Dawson Eagles make the trip across town here to the ranch. They come in with an overall record of 14-8. And a 6-4 district record, which has them sitting in that last spot out of 23-6A. They've got a two-game cushion on the Buccaneers from Brazoswood. The Horns, 14-7, led by Coach Greg Kubza, 8-2, tied for second, but I believe they lose the tiebreak by virtue of the loss, the extra inning loss to Straight. The rematch set for a week from tonight, right here from the ranch. At this time, I'll bring in Christian Moore. Christian, a late season district matchup. It should be a good ball game tonight.
Absolutely, good district matchup. Two of the top teams in district, like you just mentioned. And last time these two teams faced, it was a 3-2 battle on the road for George Ranch, and snuck one out. And now they get to face them at home here tonight and pick up another win.
And tonight is Longhorn Baseball First Responders Night. And so we'll tell you all about that as we progress through the evening. We're going to step aside for our national anthem. And that, of course, the Star Spangled Banner, which means we're inching closer to first pitch. Christian did have an opportunity to speak to Coach Kubza. We will take a quick break and come back with that interview as Longhorn Baseball rolls on. District play, as we're on the tail end of district play. The Horns are looking to salt away that two seed. If not, maybe creep up to the first place. They've got a two-game deficit they'll need to overcome with just four games remaining on the schedule. Take a quick break. We'll hear from Coach Kubza when we come back right here on the Longhorn Pregame Show on GRHSiRadio.com.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunting Group. Call the Hunting Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntinggroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports at ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Three straight wins. Tough opponent tonight, Coach. What do you know about Parolin? What do you expect tonight?
Same thing. We faced the first time we faced them. They're going to be tough. You know, we always have good games between the two teams, so that's, you know, pretty what the expectation is.
Bats were a little bit hot against Taylor. What was the difference between Taylor and Hastings? Was there something in practice, or what was the approach?
I don't know. You know, it's game to game. It just depends on who you're facing. You know, I think we took better approach last games. You know, we're more a little bit more patient. Tend to get a little jumpy sometimes in those kind of games. So hopefully we've learned from some of those things and use it tonight.
Malin on the mound, pitched well against Brazoswood. What do you expect tonight from him?
Need the same performance from him. You know, he's going to have to be sharp and throw strikes. You know, Dawson's going to put the ball in play, and they're going to swing the bats pretty well. So he's going to have his pitches on.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
And welcome back in, folks, as it's a bit of an early start as we're almost ready for baseball. We'll try and set things up for you real quickly. It is Easton Malin on the hill. He comes in with a 3-1 overall record. Got his ERA down from a 5-6 based on that Brazoswood outing. As you heard Seymour hit on with the Coach Cubs interview, his ERA down to 3.82. He's pitched 22 innings, and allowing just 12 hits. And just like that, it'll be Carter Ostrom stepping in, the right fielder, and he's first pitch and taps it behind the plate, and we're underway. First pitch at 6:53. Your game time temperature is 76 degrees. It's a little breezy. The wind's at 15 miles per hour, and they're blowing kind of right to left towards that left field foul pole, and the 0-1's on the inner half, quickly 0-2 from Malin. It'll be Ostrom followed by left fielder Jacob Carrier. Center fielder Jalen Freeman bats third, and Luke Haas is the catcher and in the cleanup spot. 0-2, and a quick strikeout, number one in the ballgame for Easton, as three pitches and one out.
Yeah, the start you wanted, come in, first batter you face, and just pound the zone three strikes in a row and kind of get things started for Malin here tonight. And we need a lot more of those here to beat Parolin Dawson.
And we'll bring in Carrier. Left fielder, another righty to face Malin, the big righty, and he deals this time upstairs for ball one. As the temperatures warm this time of year, the games start to mean more. Swing and a miss. Good gas on the inner half, and Carrier came up empty.
Yeah, mean more second round of district and second time playing these guys, so you know what they have to offer, and just about seeding in playoffs at this point.
Easton to the wine, deals upstairs again. Carrier comes up empty. The Eagles come in with the gray trousers with red stripes down the sides and then a darker gray sleeveless top with light gray sleeves and the red numerals with the gray helmets. The horns with our favorite black on maroon. Can't read the numbers on maroon and black with the white trousers. And the count now 1-2 on Carrier. And slow breaking ball stays up and out. Easy pitch to lay off. Got to tip the cap to the schedule maker as here towards the end of the season, we've got Dawson here tonight, then Elsick on Friday, right. And then next week, swing and a miss. Off speed upstairs, and Carrier unable to make contact. Two quick strikeouts from the right arm of Easton Malin. And then next week is a big week as it'll be a rematch with the Crusaders from Strake, but this time here at the Ranch,
right.
And then finish the season at Pearland.
Right, yeah, two tough...
At first place Pearland, I beg your pardon.
Exactly, two teams where you wish they had those games back. I think both of them went nine innings, and both easily could have won, came out with the win in those, but at this point, just go out there and do the job and win out the rest of the season. You get hot going into the playoffs.
Jalen Freeman comes in, looks at strike one, swings at the second Malin pitch, strike two. Malin looks sharp here in the top of one. And quickly to the wind, the 0-2, swing and a miss, strikes out the side. I tell you what, folks, that's what the doctor ordered here in the top of one from the
Ranch. Absolutely.
And we've played a half inning, and we are scoreless.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Rent a Bell Senior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School. And you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS High Radio.
Yeah. And welcome back in, folks. Chris Elliott, Christian Moore. We go to bottom of one. It will be the top of the order, obviously, Jacob Wilson, Jaden Adams, and Anthony Aragoos, and they will face Connor Lee, the right-hander. His battery mate is Luke Haas. Set the infield to be Tristan Perry at third, Jared Tadlock, Tristan Schwier at second, and Zach Mack at first. Jacob Carrier in left, Jalen Freeman in center, and Carter Ostrom in right. And I believe Christian's got some numbers on Carter Lee, the right-hander for Coach Cox.
Yeah, late in the season, we're getting our game going just a little bit more. We're stepping our game up, and we're bringing you the other side of the stats from the other side of the
right.
Other side of the field. And Connor Lee hasn't started much games. He has seven appearances, though, on a 1-0 record with a 2.50 ERA. So, I mean, that's all we have in the small sample size of what we know that he's had this season. And it seems like he comes in and just does his job the right way with a 2.50 ERA. So it keeps it low, and we don't know how many starts he's had. Maybe some of the starts he has had, the record doesn't show because of a split decision. But needless to say, he comes in and looks like he does his job pitching-wise.
Stingy with that ERA. It'll be Wilson, the righty, standing in, open stance, waves the bat, and Lee misses way up and out. Jacob comes in batting 290, still leads the clubs in stolen bases and runs scored, just as you would expect your leadoff hitter to do. And the 1-0 from Lee just catches that inside corner to even the count at a ball and a strike.
Yeah, you mentioned just making sure the pitcher works here with the leadoff batter in. We know these Pearland Dawson's already seen Wilson's speed, and you can see the third baseman playing in on the grass.
Again, Lee misses well up and out of the zone. We see it all the time. It just takes a little while for these starting pitchers to get the feel on that breaking ball. Some of them come right out of the chute with a sharp control of it and leave the 2-1 to Wilson. He had a hack as that ball scoots straight back to the screen. And that'll even things at 2-2. As we hit on the pregame, our very brief pregame show, it is First Responders Night. And so we were able to honor all first responders, and we even had three law enforcement throughout the first pitch. And that time a good breaking ball from Lee, and Wilson does a good job to spoil it.
Yep, mentioned it, spoiling it, and now working the count, full count here for the leadoff hitter, Wilson, and just looking to get on base and get things started for the Longhorns offense.
Count even at 2-2. Lee to the wind, slow breaking ball up. And that will fill it. So if nothing else, Jacob did his job with making the pitcher work. This will be pitch number 6 of the opening AB. And the payoff pitch. That's three hopper to short. No problem for Tadlock. Fires across for a 6-3 out number one.
Yeah, and expect just a clean game defensively from Pearland Dawson. We saw them last game, and very few mistakes. So you're going to George Ranch Longhorns offense is going to have to put the ball in the gaps and make things work, because very few mistakes will be made defensively for Dawson.
Tough and tight last time, and the Horns come away with a 3-2 road victory. In fact, if the game just goes 7 innings, the Horns are undefeated in district.
Yeah, I mean the two tough losses were both 9-inning games, and both games that they could have easily won.
And that was a little tongue in cheek, but if you recall the Pearland game, the bases were loaded with nobody out in a tie game.
Yeah, late, and I think it was
maybe
like the
second and third with the
6th, 7th inning. Both times they both had really big opportunities to make magic happen, and ultimately couldn't get it done.
That'll bring in Jaden Adams at short tonight, and the 0-1 also catching the inside corner as Lee has been able to find that call anyway. As that's a tough pitch, and quickly 0-2 on Adams. Lee. And I mentioned the wind earlier, and that's a called strike 3, and Adams will take the stroll to that third base dugout, and quickly 2 outs here in the top bottom of 1. And Lee's pretty much staying from the stretch, it looks like.
Yeah, we've seen that a lot from every team in this district, just about, it seems like. And it's just just the timing thing for pitchers. And because if you're in the windup with nobody on, go to the stretch when people are on, then it changes the whole thing.
That'll bring in Aragoos, Anthony, third baseman, in the 3-hole tonight. He has been among the more clutch hitters for this Horns lineup. He comes in batting 262, I beg your pardon. And he's quickly in a 0-1 hole. And check swing, he went around, as indicated that first base umpire. Again, with the bases empty, that first base umpire, that base umpire, I should say, is right behind the first base bag. And he was able to have a great vantage point on the attempted check swing. And as did Malin in the first inning, quick work, a short flare behind shortstop. Tadlock backs up, no problemo there. Three up, three down in the top and bottom of the first. We've played one, we're scoreless, and it's just now 7:03.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients.
And quickly we move to the top of the second inning, as that'll bring in catcher Luke Haas. And that time a Malin slider misses away. Haas, the catcher, big old dude, straightaway right-handed stance. And Malin this time catches the outer half and even sings at a ball and a strike.
Yeah, coming off a half inning for Malin on the mound, where it absolutely looked dominant, came out of the gates hot and looked really good that first half inning.
Big slow breaker, and Haas comes up empty, and it's 1-2. Easton to the wine, tapper fouled towards that Horns dugout. Count holding at 1-2. Everybody back in there. Malin deals. Swing and a miss. That's four up and four down via the K. As things, we've got a developing situation here at the ranch.
Yeah, I mean, early and just four straight strikeouts, and he looks good. And he looked like he came ready to play tonight, and similar to what he was doing in Brazoswood and getting a lot of outs and doing his job best as he can. And that's four straight strikeouts to open up the game.
That will bring in five-hitter first baseman Zach Mack, another righty to face Easton.
That's Ramirez or Zach.
Okay, we will get you a correction. That's not Zach Mack, as I had in my.
When the guy came up here, he said this was correct. So he said these were the right numbers because he said that they did have a number change.
Well, this is 25, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that is Zach Mack. And the 1-0 misses. I checked that. It is a strike. Late signal by the home plate umpire. 2-1 your count. As we'll get this thing sorted out. Malin rocks, deals, and misses away. Three-1, Malin deals, and Mack, a hopper to Aragoos is right, bad hop, and that will scoot into left field for a chopper that eluded Anthony Aragoos. Now, Aragoos played back on it. He maybe should have charged it, and he would have had to short hop it, but with the slow-running Mack, it probably wasn't a bad move initially, but the infield dirt wasn't his friend and took a big high hop and towards the foul ground, and Aragoos came up empty. So a one-out single has Mack at first, and that'll bring in shortstop Jarrett Taglock, and he looks at strike one from Easton. Throw over, pushes Mack back. And the 0-1. Slow breaking ball, misses away. Quick throw over, pushes Mack back. Again, a slow chopper, and with Aragoos playing back on it, it just really took a bad hop and kicked over his glove towards that left field line. And the 1-1, check swing, and excuse me, single out into short right, as it that time eluded both Hamburg and Fuquay, as that is an excuse me single if I've ever seen one. And just like that, with neither ball being hit even remotely hard, after four up and four down via the K, two clean singles from the Dawson lineup.
Yeah, late with 5-6 holes for the Dawson Eagles, and they not the hardest hit balls you've ever seen hit, but they're doing their job and finding the hole and getting on base to start the second inning off.
That'll bring in seven hitter designated hitter Jacob Ramirez. And, you know, Easton fooled the hitter, especially on that last AB, and just didn't get the break he needed. And that heat is upstairs, ball one. traffic on the bases. We'll see how Easton does out of the stretch, as he does start innings out of the wine as opposed to Connor Lee. And that outside fastball catches the plate as Blue has got a big plate tonight. We saw one of the Clear Springs coaches. I now see a Dickinson coach out here, as those both reside in 24-6A, which is the district aligned with 23-6A. So they're out scouting potential playoff opponents, and the 2-1 gets away into back to the backstop, as that'll go as a wild pitch, and both runners move up.
Yeah, and something we didn't see from the first inning for Malin is allowing runners to get on base and then falling behind batters in situations early in the counts. We saw him dominate. I mean, the first three batters he faced were both 0-2, 1-2 counts, and now this time we're seeing Dawson be a little bit more patient at the plate, and it's showing here where they're getting, swing, like you said, singles.
That was the 1-1, and now that makes it 2-1, and then Malin pours one in there, evens the count at 2-2. It is Ramirez, the designated hitter. He's got two ducks out on the pond as the Eagles look to strike first here in the top of two. Malin checks on the runner. Deals. Right three. As Ramirez goes down looking, and that is your pitcher's second or maybe the third best friend, because I use that a lot, right? First best friend is strike one. But with two runners in scoring position and one at third, obviously, with less than two out, a strikeout is what you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want, contact is okay. I mean, playing an out's okay, but you want that strikeout so a runner can't advance and score home from third base.
And now you've got the eight hitter, third baseman Tristan Perry, and he looks at a wide one from Easton, ball one. There is a softball game. I believe, is that playoffs back there? And popped up on the infield out behind Fuquay. He's under it, and he's got it for out number three. So the Eagles threaten. They strand a couple on two hits, and they do not push across run number one. We've played an inning and a half from the ranch. We are scoreless.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
And welcome back in, folks. Bottom of two, we remain scoreless. A district matchup. I tell you what, folks, the Eagles really need this one. If they were able to pick up this win, they could feel comfortable that they would lock in that fourth and final playoff spot.
Yeah, and they're a team that I don't have the records in front of me, and I don't know where they sit against Brazoswood, but any game in district and is a must-win at this point, late in the season, second round coming, so you'll see the stands start to fill up every stadium and or every field and under the lights. Good weather baseball, and it's a fun time.
And the first pitch to designated hitter Gage Graham's a breaking ball that didn't break, and that catches him right under the lead armpit. And he'll take the stroll down with a leadoff hit by pitch. That'll bring in
Easton Malin.
Malin in the 5-hole. He'll be followed by Brandon Kostelnik in the 6-hole, who's playing right. Nick Martinez in left, bats 7th. It's Nathan Hamburg playing first, batting 8th. Then Trent Fuquay in the 9-hole and playing second base. Lollipop throw over, and Gage dives back. Malin comes in. And he is batting 380 on the season. So he's had a warm bat. And he's way behind the first pitch from Lee and swings and comes up empty.
Yeah, and I can remember, just I think it was working with you, some of the stats we're seeing earlier in the season is he was in that 400 range, so it's dropped down a little bit, got averages kind of even out, but looking here tonight to pick that up for himself on the mound.
The 0-1, Malin again late on that fastball from Lee and fouls it up out of play over top of the first base dugout. Late arriving crowd, maybe they weren't late, maybe they were thinking it would be a 7 o'clock start instead of a 6:53.
Yeah, somebody's in a rush tonight. I don't know what the cause is for, but things wanted to get off moving early.
It's like the Masters, you know. There's weather coming in, so they had to start it early. Or you probably didn't even know that.
I did. I followed the Masters. Speaking of it.
I stand corrected. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Good. Slow breaking ball gets Malin. And his mound opponent picks up his strikeout number 2 on the evening. And there's one away, and Kostelnik strides in.
Now batting for George Ranch.
A tough pitch there from Lee.
Yeah, a good off-speed pitch early, or not early in the count, but rather he had that the pitcher's count that he wanted to throw that ball, and we've seen him throw it in earlier in counts well, even when he's been behind 2-0, 2-1 count. So you know he throws it for strikes and likes to throw it because he has a lot of control with it.
First pitch is low. Kostelnik lays off. He comes in batting 333. He's got 39 at bats, which is not quite up with the regular starters, as he wasn't starting for the middle section of the district play, and he's been back in there for the last 4 or 5 ball games.
Right, yeah, we saw Nick Martinez kind of take that starter role in right field, and we'd see Kostelnik pinch hit here, DH here and there, but now it seems like he's back in that lineup, and he's been doing damage.
Good lead for Graham. The 1-0, slow breaking ball stays up. Easy pitch for Dino to lay off. 2-0. See if Coach Kubza might want to put something on here with a hitter's count.
Right, yeah, 2-0. You typically see a lot of this team with a lot of speed move a lot, but with probably one of the slower runners at first base, it's harder to do that in this situation.
That time Lee, with a really nice breaking ball, didn't give in and groove a fastball. Instead, he dropped a nice breaking ball right on the inner half. And 2-1 now the count. Again, still a hitter's count and a great spot to do some hitting and running. Throw over, and Gage was leaning and able to dive back and get that uniform dirty.
Yeah, you mentioned hitter's count, but against the A-League school, sometimes you'll probably see that a fastball be thrown this count, but better pitchers are on the mound with the better teams in the top of the district, and so you got to expect everything here.
2-1 on the way. Gets away from the catcher. Good jump from Gage as he was off and running as soon as that ball was in the dirt. Count now 3-1. There's just one away. And Gage Graham, the designated hitter, parked out at second base.
Yeah, now one out. Less than 2 outs here, runner on second base. So opportunity to drive in a run and get ahead here in this game because you know runs are going to be at a minimal, and any run is very big for both teams here.
3-1 the count. One away. We're in the bottom of 2, scoreless. Infielders jockeying in behind Gage out at second. Lee deals. Good pitch on the inner half and down. And that will even things up, or check it, fill things up to Brandon Kostelnik. Right-hander. Closed stance. Gets up and crowds that plate. Waves the belt. The bat, I beg your pardon. Lee to the belt, kicks and brings the payoff pitch, and that misses away. Tough pitch to lay off, but Dino gets the call. He'll cruise down to first with a one-out walk.
Yeah, and you mentioned tough pitch to lay off, and he had the right eye and laid off of it, and we saw that ball kind of being called a strike last half inning, and so from our view, we're not as close. We can't tell how close it really is, but from up here, it could have been called a strike, and we'll take it, and something that Brandon Castello needs to go tell Malin, hey, this guy isn't calling this pitch, but calls a little bit more in, something like that. Early in this game, you want to feel what the umpire's strike zone is.
That'll bring in Nick Martinez. He's down in the 7-hole tonight, batting 419, and Lee misses low and in there. And Connor may have lost a little bit of the control here at bottom of 2. You know, one of the bugaboos of this Horns offense in the middle of their district play has been men left on. So you got two on here with one away. Whirling Dermis back behind Graham, and he's safe as the throw beat him. And shortstop Tadlock was unable to put the tag on, or at least so says the base umpire.
Yeah, you mentioned throw beat him, but the throw was put on the wrong side of the bag. If it's more on that left side of that bag from our view, and probably I think the ball might have even hit the ground just a little bit and short hop Tadlock over there at shortstop. But good throw. Definitely has your grand beat at second base.
Everybody back in there. Again, it's Schwier and Tadlock that are just kind of moving back towards the bag. And the 1-0 to Martinez is lifted into the shallow right field area. Graham's going to tag as coming on and making a good running catch is left right fielder Carter Ostrom. And that's out number two here in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, you mentioned the biggest thing for the offense, and we've seen it a lot in district play, is you mentioned runners being left in on base, and not in just left on base, but left on in scoring position. And we've mentioned even the losses, like you said, the two losses against Pearland and Strake, both. Many men were left on base, and many of them were in scoring position. So you need to run here, especially because, like I said, going to be a pitcher's duel here tonight.
That'll bring in Hamburg, looking for some two-out magic. Graham at first. He was hit. Kostelnik at first. First pitch swing is Hamburg, and off the end of the bat, and it'll hang up for shortstop Jarrett Tadlock as it looked for a brief instant like it might flare out into short left field. It was for naught. That's out number three. The Horn strand two there in the bottom of two on a walk and a hit batsman. We have played two. We are scoreless from the ranch.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports at ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
In the third, number two.
Top of three. We remain scoreless. This will be nine-hitter Tristan Schwier, the second baseman for Coach Cox. And he'll face Malin, who has struck out five Eagles through two innings. He did have a little bit of a threat and pours one in there for a quick strike one. A couple cheap singles, if you were, in that top of two. And he was able to wiggle off the hook there. And the 0-1 to Schwier is upstairs and evens the count at a ball and a strike.
Yeah, you said a couple of cheap hits and weren't the hardest hit the balls, but Malin got out of it and got two more strikeouts in the inning, putting him at five for the day, so he's controlling the zone. And it's if he gets ahead, then he can control it better than behind. And that's pretty much an obvious statement, but it's a statement where it needs to be happening because falling behind hitters is much tougher than getting ahead of them.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
2-1 on the way to Schwier. Nearly hits him, but and then nearly got the strike zone. As it was ball three, 3-1 the count. Schwier comes in, batting 240. He's got 12 hits and 50 at bats, three doubles. 3-1 from Malin is upcoming and is hammered to left as Martinez took a couple steps in. Now he's going to drift back, and the ball's out of here. As the wind has shifted and has blown out, and add a long ball to Tristan Swear's stat line for the season at a home run, and it is 1-0 Eagles.
Yeah, and off the sound of the bat, you can tell it didn't really sound like he got a whole lot of it. And from Nick Martinez's play out in left field, he took that first step in and kind of didn't realize that ball was going to get put behind him with this wind pushing out to left field. And he got burned by it, but didn't get bit burned by too much because that ball ended up being over the fence. So, unfortunate situation for Maitland, but fell behind in the count 3-1 and kind of had to deliver probably a fastball down the heart of the plate, and Schwer got a hold of that one.
And the winds are 13 miles an hour, gusting up to 17, and at the beginning of the game, I told you they were blowing towards that left field foul pole, and they're blowing out to left, a little bit still towards the line, but that ball got up in the jet stream. Martinez misjudged it greatly, as the ball didn't clear the wall by a whole lot.
No, not at all.
Perhaps if he was back there waiting on it, he could have made an attempt at a play on it. But no matter, it is 1-0 Eagles, and we haven't seen too many long balls this season. So credit to nine-hitter Tristan Schwer. You think that might get him moved up in Coach Cox's order?
I mean, you hit the long ball, you're feeling hot, but sometimes at that nine hole, and if you're hot in that nine hole, that's one of the spots in the lineup where if you're hot from the nine hole, you're going to stay in that nine hole because a lot of teams like to do that.
That's just the Eagles' third home run of the season. And the Horns, conversely, have just the one.
Yeah, just the one, and it was Jacob Wilson
hit it
off that scoreboard. I can't remember what team it was against, but yeah, that was the second one I've seen so far this season from George Ranch season, as at least. I mean, first one from second one, I believe. First one was against Strake, and the second one here tonight, only one on the flip side of things for their offense.
Allowed. Yeah. 2-2 count on the way to leadoff hitter Carter Ostrom, and he swings and fists the foul ball up near the screen. He struck out to lead off the ball game. And if you're Malin in the Horns, you got to just regroup and settle in. It's just a 1-0 ball game. 2-2 on the way to Ostrom. Breaking ball. It buckled Ostrom and nearly got the call. I'm not sure if that was in or up, but it looked like it got close to the zone there, and that'll fill it. Payoff pitch. Fisted Adams, no problem, right at your shortstop. And that's out number one here in the top of the third.
Yeah, much needed out coming following a home run that put Eagles ahead 1-0, and that's the toughest batter to face in an inning if coming off of a home run is the next batter. So good job. Credit to Malin for coming back and getting that first out of the inning.
Again, the winds say east-southeast, and that should be blowing pretty much straight out to left. And first pitch swinging, and that ball served out in the left field. Martinez will move to his left to make a good, strong throw. One hops Fuquay at second. And that'll hold Jacob Carrier to a long single. And he's down at first with one away.
Center fielder.
Yeah, and just looking at some of the stats that we finally get a chance, second time coming around, so more stats will come in for us. And I had the chance to look at the Eagles' offensive things for them, and they're a team that can hit. I mean, eight of their wins, they've had 10-plus runs, so you know they're going to hit the ball well and pitch the ball well as well.
First pitch to Jalen Freeman is down and in for ball one. He struck out to end the first. Left-handed batter. Throw over with Carrier not even off the bag. That's hit number four for the Eagles. The first two were cheapies. The next two were not. And they lead it 1-0. If you're Malin, you might want to look at some silver lining, as the score could be a little bit worse than 1-0.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, 1-0, but both teams pitched the ball really well. And a ground ball here gets you out of the inning and turns the lineup over for the George Ranch.
Infield at double play depth, upstairs gas, and Freeman comes up empty as Easton really humped up on that heater. And Freeman unable to make contact, a ball and a strike on the center fielder for Coach Cox.
Yeah, and going back to last time George Ranch played Dawson, I think Schwer was in that nine hole, and he was the one that was always giving him a hard at bat. Even if his outs were 3-2 counts and worked the count. So if that's still that same guy in that nine hole spot, he does his job really well, and it shows. And it's last game they played him, he got a couple of hits and worked good at-bats. This game worked another good at-bat and ended up putting one over the fence.
Off-speed pitch in a good spot. Freeman comes up empty. Next pitch, the 1-2 is fouled away into the screen. Count a hold at a ball and two strikes. Again, one away. Leadoff man here in the third. Went yard. That's Schwier. And after a soft liner to short, clean single from Carrier, he's down at first. And the count now 1-2 on Freeman. Malin, deal, swing and a miss. And he's down again via strike is Freeman. That's strikeout number 6. And we're just here in the third for Easton, so he's doing a lot of things well.
Yeah, and a really good batter. He just struck a guy coming in hitting 408 on the season, the senior, with, 85 plate appearances. So, he's a really good hitter and out of the three-hole for a good team. So, good, really big out for Malin there.
Yeah, Freeman, you're right, comes in with 31 hits. And he's got 12 extra base hits to go with that. As the first pitch is a strike, and we've got a stolen base. As Carrier swipes a bag, and so he's down in scoring position for his cleanup hitting catcher, Luke Haas, who struck out to lead off the second. And the 0-1 for Malin's on the way. That's hammered but foul down the left field line over top of the Horns dugout. Quickly 0-2. Not sure if Coach Cox saw something, but Shane has been good at throwing down. And the 0-2 just misses. I didn't catch that first pitch. Was that a breaking ball? Did you see on that?
That first pitch was a fastball.
Okay. So legit steal from Carrier. Comes in with 5 swipes on the season, so not necessarily a plotter. And the 1-2 misses. 2-2 on the way. Swing lifted to left. Martinez is back. And that ball is gone. 2-out, 2-run bomb off the bat of catcher Luke Haas. And just like that, it's 3-0 Dawson. I tell you what, it for a right-handed hitter, it is a hitter's night, as neither one of those balls appeared to be hit very well, and they just continued to carry out to left. That one cleared the wall by a fair amount.
Yeah, that one definitely did clear that wall a lot more. And you can just tell by the way the outfielders were moving. It's that first one, Martinez out in left field, took steps in thinking he had a routine fly ball, and ball was burned him and over the fence. This one, he kind of didn't have that much of a play on first it and kind of realized it off the bat that ball was hit. That ball was hit well. And even when that ball was hit well, with that wind blowing out, it also he probably knew that ball's out of here. And it was it hit a lot better than that first one, but... Tough situation here for Malin.
1-0 to Mac is low. 2-0. Mac with a well-placed and got himself a good hop single and was stranded back in the second. And the 2-0 catches the low end of the zone and the outside for a strike. It's 2-1. Malin to the wind. That must have been high as it looked just above the belt there. As Mac is a big kid and did not get the high strike call. 3-1 from Easton. That time it's in there. And that'll fill it. The long ball comes to play here in the top of the third. And that's a 3-spot. This time... A high fly ball lifted down to right center. Wilson's going to cruise to his left. He'll squeeze it, but a crooked number up there in the top of the third. As the Eagles score 3 on 3 hits, they don't strand anybody. 2 long balls. The Horns need to make note of that wind blowing out to left as we move to the bottom of the third. Right here on GRHSiRadio.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
They move to bottom of the third. The Horns with a 3-0 deficit. First pitch swinging is Fuquay, and it's a soft flare. And no problem as first baseman Zach Max moves two steps to his right. And that is a one pitch, one out here in the bottom of three. Got to be careful, especially now that the Horns see that the wind is blowing out strongly to left.
The leadoff hitter, number one, Jacob Wilson.
As you kind of get away from your normal approach.
Yeah.
And you just stay in there and not, you know, try to lift the ball. If you're a line drive hitter, you need to stay within your identity. And this time, as on cue, Wilson's right, trying to bunt his way on, bunts it foul.
Yeah, you nailed it. You don't want to get ahead of yourself. You don't want to, especially if a guy who doesn't really get a hold of a lot of pitches or a lot of power towards the gaps in the fence. It's, you want to get ahead of yourself. You want to stick to your plan and attack that plan. And you don't want to do too much at the plate. You just want to get another base hit and keep the train rolling offensively, especially down three now.
0-1 count is in the dirt. 0-1 pitch, rather, is in the dirt. Seen a Friendswood coach, a Dickinson coach, a Clear Springs coach. As we're all in that 24-23 6A playoff alignment, and the 1-1 from Lee to Wilson is inside and down. 2-1, Wilson just trying to get on base. You know, you can't hit a three-run leadoff homer.
Right.
So trying to get on base and cause trouble. And the 2-1 is in there, but low. And we've seen that pitch called earlier in the ballgame.
Yeah, and we've seen that location hit or called, but we can't tell how low or high it was. And it's, the catcher didn't really react like it was a strike, and neither did the pitcher or hitter. So looked like the call was right and a little bit low from our perspective of things.
3-1 to Wilson is off the outside corner, and that's a one-out walk. And that's just what we talked about. Get on base. We'll see if he's going to run. He comes in with 8-15 stolen bases and just one caught stealing. So
next batter, the Longhorn.
15 out of 16, that's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah, I'm not going to whip up the calculator for that one, but I can tell you that he's I want to know that catcher that threw him out that one time, or what happened.
Yeah,
if he fell down going to second base. But, you know, Wilson has that track speed, and it's fun for him to watch, so... against some teams, it's rather when he runs, because you know he's going to run. But against some of the better teams, who knows when that time will come for him. But we, as fans in the stands here, we expect him to be on the move sooner rather than later.
Yeah. 1-0 pitch misses. The first pitch misses, I should say. It's Adams. He struck out in the first. And Connor Lee is... now lost the ability to throw strikes.
Yeah, and he probably knows that Wilson does have a ton of speed on the bases, and so as a pitcher, you just give up a walk to a guy with a lot of speed who you might think is going to be running here. So as a pitcher, you don't want to do too much, and it looks like Connor Lee is a little bit pressing here as the third inning rolls around, and so big opportunity for the offense because he might leave one over the heart of the plate for you to drive into a gap.
Or I tell you what, you get the ball in the air, and it's got a chance to get out, and Adams looks at a 2-0, and that pitch misses. And I know you and your people are Aggie fans. This would be the part where the fans are yelling, ball seven. Where are the rowdies? Are the ranch rowdies even here tonight?
They're slowly coming in with
I don't see anything.
With an early start. They weren't ready.
Wow, Lee gets a call there. That looked like a four-pitch walk. And it is now 3-1. And the 3-1 misses. So if you're Coach Cox, you're pulling your hair out. And he will take the stroll as your bats come through in the top of the third and hit the ball out of here, not once, but twice. Give your right-hander a 3-0 lead. Let's see, what class is Lee? He is a sophomore. So
yeah, young.
He's a youngin'.
Yeah, youngin', and he's had some playing time at the district level, so you know he's a good pitcher, especially with the sophomore throwing in late in the season. And A lot of stuff is on the line here, especially against a team where you could probably jump them in the standings if you come out with a win here. So he has a lot of trust in Lee, and right now the offense for Eagles put up 3 runs and did the job, has 5 hits early against a pitcher who looks really good in Malin, who's come out and already has 6 strikeouts. So offense is doing their job for the Eagles, and on the flip side of things, the Longhorns are making things work, and they're not pressing too much and trying to do too much, especially like you said with that wind blowing out. They're trying to do their job and being patient at the plate's one of those things.
So Coach Cox, I'm sure, just went out to settle his young right-hander down as the visit was brief. And that'll bring in three hitter Anthony Erickson, as we talked about a little bit in his first PB, that he's been clutch. Well, he's in a spot here to get his club back into the ballgame.
Right.
With a good plate appearance.
Yeah, I mean, he's been one of those guys that's kind of been in that 5-6 range in the lineup throughout the season, early in district and in tournament play. But now lately, things turning around, and he is moving him up.
He's first pitch swinging. Short stops, got it. Over to first for a double play to end the inning. And the ball gets away from the first baseman, but he had already made the catch. A one-pitch, 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. And, boy, if that's not an announcer's jinx, I've never seen one, as we give Aragoose credit for being a clutch hitter, and he ends the inning with a ground ball double play. We've played three. The Eagles made the trip, and they lead it 3-0 right here from the ranch.
The art and science of Rhymes office, the focus is on adult kids to dentures to full on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by 1-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
We're the varsity drill team at Trans High School. More sports on GRHS High Radio.
And welcome back in, folks. We moved top of four. And the Eagles have come to play tonight as they, not only do they strike first blood, again, that crooked number in the third. And Connor Lee, the sophomore, whatever Coach Cox said worked.
Yeah, whatever he said worked, and we were just performing well. And
two hopper, Aragoose lays back. Good strong throw to get shortstop Jared Tadlock for a 5-3 ground out. Out number one here in the fourth. Again, we highlighted a stat a couple weeks ago. Runners left on base through three. The horns handed four.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And it's both those guys have been in. Both runners have been on second base. And it's something that has been an issue all season, especially against the better teams in district. And as the season goes on, they need to figure something out because you can't be having that come playoff time when that time comes. And some stuff like that is just little things that make a difference in the game. Like the two losses, like we're saying, I think 11, 13, somewhere around there.
Yeah, they both games, they strand 11 in 9 innings.
So right. To be fair, it was 9 innings. But still, I mean, take away probably 4 or 5 runners, and it's still a lot left in base, especially in scoring position. And it could be the key factor in win or lose games.
That ball's hammered to left center. Wilson's on his horse, and he'll get there. He's got a great jump, and can he range through center field with ease?
Yeah, that ball was hitting the gap, and most of the time you see a center fielder not getting to that ball, and if they do, it's a diving play or something, and he was almost camped underneath
third baseman.
And credit to Ramirez, he barreled it up, right. And with this wind, I mean, right. Take my chances, because that ball had good trajectory on it, and that's two quick outs, and Malin looking to make this a quick top of the fourth and let the horns come back in to hit. First pitch to Tristan Perry is a slow breaking ball that misses away, and the third baseman popped out to Fuquay to end the second. And the dangerous Tristan Schwier is on deck.
Yeah, I mean, he's been dangerous, and he was that nine hole last time at Dawson. They're playing him, and he was a problem when they're defensively for the Longhorns to get out, and now had that early home run.
And he does Perry inside outs one up in front of Kostelnik, who made a good running attempt. Actually made a good short hop field, or else it might have got behind him. Although I feel grass looks a little bit lengthy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's in midseason form. It's not
Tristan
Schwier. It's a little bit worn out, a little bit thick, and it's hard to keep up a field for a whole season. And it's Kostelnik probably could have laid out for that one too. And it's early in the game, only the fourth inning. Didn't want that ball to get by him, especially with the lineup about to turn over.
That's hit number six for the Eagles.
And really, the only two ones that hit hard could probably just be the home runs. And only one of those home runs was hit decently hard, and the other ball that was as hard was a routine fly ball for Wilson out in left center field.
And as a pitcher, Christian, the last time you faced this guy took you deep. So
right.
Mentally, where are you at when he comes back up?
It's different, especially one where it's tough because you want to get him out again. But he got down in the count 3-1 against him, and now he's down in the count 2-0 against him. So last time he had to probably throw one more over the heart of the plate and hit similar situation here where now he's behind 3-0 and he wants to, I guarantee you, he has that green light at the plate.
Okay, let me revise my question. He hit you, he took you deep last time, and now you're 3-0.
Yeah, and now you know because you were 3-1 over the heart of the plate, and so you know he has power. But you just got to let your defense work here. You don't want to do too much as a pitcher on the mound.
Snap throw over pushes Perry back. Oh, another good throw. Close call over there. You know, I had my mute button pushed. You know, I think my wife might like a mute button every now and again.
I don't even know how that happened. It happens, you know.
They call it a cough button.
A cough button, that's
yeah,
what it is.
Which I had to cough. Which I don't know, you know, if you can tell, I got a little bit of sinus
and
thing going
and
on.
Is that from the...
But I'm a gamer, man. I'm here.
I know.
Early.
I've heard you've been traveling a lot of places recently. And we have a little break here. And how was that travel that you...
I took a little trip to Georgia last week, and despite the fact I picked up some sort of, you know, head cold, it was an enjoyable trip. Made a trip to Augusta, so was there for the practice round. It's a pretty amazing place. Finally, now that there's 4K HD, you can kind of get a sense of how unbelievable that golf course is. But still, even still, you have to see it to believe it.
So were you there for the whole weekend? Or?
No, I just went for Wednesday.
Fielder,
gotcha.
Carter Ostrom.
So the practice
still
round.
An unbelievable experience.
Oh, though. Absolutely. Right. Practice round, and then they do the par 3 contest that afternoon. So, I mean, it's all Tiger and all of them. I mean, Ray Floyd. I mean, there's so many legends out there. Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Tom Watson. And the players, as Easton misses upstairs to leadoff hitter Carter Ostrom, comes in 0-for-2. He struck out in the first and flared one out to Jaden Adams in the third. But they're loosey-goosey. They're engaged with the fans, and you can take pictures and stuff. And
kind of a pre-ceremony thing, rather get ready to the bigger weekend. And it was a heck of a weekend in Augusta, I'll tell you what.
Absolutely. Two on, two out, 2-0 pitch. Does catch the outside corner. That's a tough pitch for Ostrom. He wasn't going to do much with it, and a good pitch from Easton, and that'll move the count to 2-1. I'm going to stop jinxing Easton, as we said it might be a quick inning, and here we are, three batters later.
Yeah, a little flare hit, and then a four pitch walk to the nine hole, and now you turn the lineup over to the one hole in Ostrom, and it's 3-1 now, and it's been a tough. Two out rallies, both innings, really, for Easton.
That was Easton's first free pass of the night. And the 3-1 is lifted up, foul, and out of play to the right. As we've got some folks behind us at the softball venue and some youngsters out there throwing the ball around, so that foul ball was in their area.
Yeah, packed house at the ranch, both sides, and it's Tuesday night, and you know both good teams here in the baseball. And I think we said softball's in playoffs, so you know there's a lot of fans over there.
Payoff pitch to Ostrom as the runners were on the move. Is inside off the plate for consecutive walks here. And we'll have to start keeping an eye on the Malin pitch count as this appears to be the second mound visit for Coach Kubza. And so that will spell the evening for his big right-hander who came in to the night with a perfect 3-0 record. His ERA has jumped up by giving up three earned runs in just 3 2/3. He's responsible for all three Eagle runners. We'll take a break, sort out the pitching change when we come back right here on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHS iRadio.
And welcome back in. It is going to be Jake Surratt, the big right-hander, coming on in relief of his buddy Easton Malin. And he has a bases-loaded two-away scenario. And Christian's going to tell you about Jake's season on the hill.
Yeah, this will be his eighth appearance and a 3-1 record and 26 innings pitched with a 2.15 ERA, and we've seen him come out of the pen in high leverage situations, and we've also seen him start games, and he's done his job both times, and every time, each and every time he goes out there, it seems like he does his job, and it's if he needs a strikeout, he delivers strikeouts, and if he had that, I think he had that scratch start from Preston Allen that one game, and he knew his role was to lengthen the game as much as possible for him, and didn't deliver that many strikeouts, and got a lot of balls put in play for him, so. He's a pitcher that you want in this situation, especially with bases loaded here with two outs in the fourth inning.
He'll face left fielder Jacob Carrier, who looks at a good first pitch strike from J-Rad. Carrier struck out in the first, and single stole a base and came around on Luke Haas' second home run of the season and the Eagles' second home run of that third inning. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good movement for the Surratt two-seamer, I'm going to call it.
Yeah, it's a fastball that just looks like it keeps on going, and it's a fastball where sometimes, I mean, it's we saw him pitch against Paralyn Dawson last time they were playing, and he had a really good outing.
0-2. That time the pitch misses up. Purpose pitch. He's way ahead. Righty on righty here. Carrier crowds the plate. Slightly closed stance. Eagles on top 3-0 here in the top of four, both by way of the long ball. That wind is blowing out, and as I say that, I look at the flags out there, and they seem to have sort of laid down a bit.
Yeah, it's going to be on and off nighttime. It'll get a good gust here and there, and it's mainly going to be blowing out tonight. So power hitters know, especially righties, that if you get one, get a hold of one and put it to left field, you might get all of it.
And the 2-2 misses up, and that will fill it. And so the wheels will be in motion here.
Yeah, and it was had the count 0-2 and messed a little bit around, and now he's back in 3-2 count. So you mentioned it, wheels will be moving, so base hit will be scoring too. So you want to get a big, really big out here.
Payoff pitch. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss upstairs. A big-time strikeout from Jake Surratt as he comes on in relief and leaves them loaded. So a lot of traffic and nothing comes across the pay station. We've played 3.5 from the ranch. The Horns with a 3-run deficit.
Come on, man, hit the baseball. Let's go.
Come on, get a bigger bat. Go.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-3900. Reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt, one of George Ranch High School's at Platinum Level Business.
Welcome back in. Bottom of four, it's sophomore Connor Lee, as he's been on cruise control for the most part. The Horns have yet to get a hit. One needs to tell him that he's pitching a no-hitter.
Yeah, somebody reverse jinx it in the dugout, and it's we as announcers, we'll reverse jinx it for the wrong reasons. But
I wonder if that even works.
I don't know, and it's something you usually want to bring up on the if you're hitting, but. You need a you need something started here, and with the four hole batter, he's the one to do it. And his average is up there with the best of them, and he's I believe he's the RBI leader on this team. So a guy who knows he can swing it.
That'll bring in Gage. He was hit on the first pitch he saw and was stranded back in the second. And Lee misses with his first offering there. We're underway here in the bottom of the fourth. Again, 3-0. The Eagles looking for. Turnabout is fair play as the Horns took a road game earlier in the season. And wow, as that pitch was off the plate inside, and Lee gets the call.
Yeah, ball was even close. A little bit inside. The umpire set up literally right on the inside part of the plate. You would have thought he would have saw that a little bit better. But
that pitch was in the back.